This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, December 3rd. Well, we had some firm trade in the cattle space yesterday. Live cattle starting out a little bit weaker, but ending the day fairly strong and taking out the previous day's high. So we are trying to kind of get back to where those highs were from the big reversal down that we had on Monday. But we still haven't gotten back up there, but the market is trying to recover a bit from that sell-off. In feeders, it was fairly quiet yesterday, but still a firm undertone there as well, with the market appearing not ready to just give it up yet. I've been thinking that we've probably found our high from last Monday and those big reversals down, but since then, even though we basically confirmed it on Tuesday, the market has spent Wednesday and Thursday stabilizing and getting some buyers stepping in here and helping to support the market. In the cash trade, we are higher for the week, still fairly light numbers traded, which is unusual for this late in the week. But we're trading around 138 on the Fed trade, which is up 2 from last week. Dressed at 218 is also up 2. Box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice was up 180. We're sitting at 272. Select up 28 at 258. The spread was up 152 at 1377. Movement was 174 loads. In slaughter rates at 488,000 heads so far this week. That compares to last week's holiday trade at 366,000 and last year at 479,000. So the pace has picked up a bit. Packers have pulled cattle forward. They're pushing cash prices higher, even if box beef values have been lower. So their margins, of course, are diminishing, but we're still sitting at pretty lofty levels as far as profitability for the packers. So they're not so concerned about that. They want to get business shored up for the holidays, and typically this is the week when that pretty much gets wrapped up, which is another reason why I'm leaning toward the big reversals down that we had on Monday likely being a high in the cattle space. The feeder cattle index was down 26 cents. We're sitting at 161.34. Some of the positive things we have going for us is export sales yesterday were just huge at 31,800 tons. That is marking now about the sixth week in a row of very impressive export sales. So clearly, we are moving a lot of beef out of our shores. And domestic demand has been solid heading into the holidays. The question is, at record high beef prices, are they going to... Is demand going to continue to stay as lofty as it is once we get past the holidays? So we'll see where that takes us. But for now, the market seems to be fairly well supported. And it looks like, you know, we're going to wrap up the week probably on a firm tone. But again, as we move forward through December, packer buying is going to be pretty much wrapped up. And they're going to start preparing for a different type of beef demand for the lower quality cuts once we get into January. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.